burden come from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 9.
今天早上我的负担是从哥罗西书是从哥林多前书第一章第九节来的。
First Corinthians chapter 1, verse 9.
哥林多前书第一章第九节。
God is faithful, through whom you were called into fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
神是信实的，你们原是被他所召，好与他儿子，我们的主耶稣基督一同得分。
So the burden for this morning is this matter of fellowship with his Son.
所以今天早上我们所要讲到的题目就是与他的儿子交通。
And this was a very deep burden in Apostle John as well.
这个在使徒约翰的心里面也是一个很深的负担。
Therefore we read 1 John chapter 1 verse 1.
所以我们现在再来读约翰一书第一章第一节。
1 John chapter 1 verse 1.
约翰一书第一章第一节。
What was from the beginning, what we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, what we have looked at and touched with our hands concerning the word of life. And the life was manifested, and we have seen and testified and proclaimed to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and was manifested to us. What we have seen and heard, we proclaim to you also, so that you too may have fellowship with us. And indeed, our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. These things we write, so that our joy may be made complete.
约翰一书第一章一到四节，论到从起初原有的生命之道，就是我们所听见、所看见、亲眼看过、亲手摸过的。这生命已经显现出来，我们也看见过，现在又做见证，将原与父同在且显现于我们那永远的生命传给你们。我们将所看见所听见的传给你们，使你们与我们相交。我们乃是与父并他儿子耶稣基督相交的。我们将这些话写给你们，使你们的喜乐满足。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we do praise you, because blessed are those who can dwell in your house.
主啊，我们真的是要赞美你，因为住在你殿中的那人变为有福。
And we shall be praising you.
我们应当来称颂你。
This morning, our heart is filled of joy.
今天早上我们的心充满了喜乐。
Because we have experienced the sweetness of our inheritance.
因为我们已经尝到那产业的甜美。
We thank you for giving us opportunity to fellowship together.
感谢你给我们一个机会在这里一起交通。
We pray that through this fellowship, you will give us the light of our life.
我们愿意借着这个交通可以得着生命的光。
We pray for the precious anointing that we are so dependent on.
我们也向你求我们唯有得着依靠的圣灵的恩膏。
We are fully aware, apart from thee, we can do nothing.
我们真的要承认离开你我们什么都不能行。
Therefore, we pray for everyone who are here.
所以我们为在这里的每一位向你祈求。
We pray that enemy would not be able to distract us, would take our attention away.
我们的祷告就是仇敌不能把我们的注意力挪开。
So that we will hear what you have in your heart.
所以我们可以听到你心里面的话语。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. Amen. And fellowship is the central issue in John's writing in 1 John, 2 John, and 3 John.
交通这件事是在保罗他所写约翰所写到的约翰一二三书的中心内容。
And from his writing, then we learn that fellowship is based on the eternal life.
而且从他的这些话语里面，我们看到这个交通是根据于这个永远的生命。
Then in 1 John chapter 5, he wrote this way, and the testimony is this, that God has given us eternal life.And this life is in his Son. He who has the Son has the life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have the life.
约翰是在约翰一书第五章这样写，这见证就是神赐给我们永生，这永生也是在他儿子里面。人有了神的儿子就有生命，没有神的儿子就没有生命。
Because we have the eternal life, so we can fellowship with the Father and His Son.
因为我们里面有这个永远的生命，所以我们可以与父与儿子来相交。
The birds of the sky and the beasts in the field, they have life.
在天上的飞鸟，在地上的走兽，他们也有生命。
But they cannot fellowship with the Father and His Son.
但他们却不能与父与儿子这样的相交。
Because they do not have eternal life.
因为他们没有永远的生命。
People who have not been saved do not have eternal life.
如果一个人还没有得救，他也没有永远的生命。
And they cannot fellowship with the Father and His Son.
他们也不能与父亲与儿子交通。
So fellowship is based on the eternal life.
所以这个交通是根据于永远的生命。
And this fellowship is between us and the Father and His Son.
而且这个交通是在我们与父之间，与儿子之间。
So question this morning I have to all of us.Is are we fellowship in this way?
所以今天我给大家的一个问题就是，我们是不是在这样的一个方式里面，来交通
？We have this ability to fellowship in Christ, but do we have fellowship today?
我们有这样可以与基督交通的能力，但是在我们里面有没有这样的交通
？We live in the days where we receive so much information.
今天我们活在一个时代，外面有许多的信息。
If we do not turn off our cell phone, then we're going to hear a lot of sounds in the next hours.
如果我们不把手机关掉的话，在下面这一个小时，我们会听到很多的声音。
There are so many coming toward us.
而且这些信息是冲入我们这个
emails and texts and chat groups and notifications and Facebooks and LinkedIn, all sorts of information coming toward us.
短信呢、啊、这些这个聊天群呢、啊、Facebook 啊或者这些所有的这些信息。
But we have very little fellowship.
但是我们却有很少的交通。
We can be very closely physically with many other people.
我们甚至在物质这个层面可以与其他人非常的接近。
But we can have no fellowship at all.
但很可能我们一点交通都没有。
Have you entered into a very narrow elevator before?
你有没有进到一个很窄的电梯里面？
Well, sometimes you got into an elevator with half a dozen people.
有的时候你进去的时候有很多人在里面。
Half of them look at the ceiling.
然后其中一些人是向着天看天花板。
The other half look at shoes.
有的人呢就看着地上看自己的鞋。
We're so close to each other.
我们其实彼此是非常的接近。
We're in the same elevators.
我们是在同一个电梯里面。
There's no fellowship at all.
但里面一点交通都没有。
You can be...With a number of a large crowd in a sports arena,
有的时候你到一个体育场是这么多的众人。
Maybe you are in a social gathering with many of your colleagues.
也许你是在一个社交活动与许多同事在一起。
But you will have no fellowship, any one of them.
但你与其中任何一个人都没有一点的交通。
We can be physically very close together.But spiritually very far apart.
所以我们可以在物质上面很接近，但在属灵里面却相离得很远。
We can live in a crowd and have the sense of isolation and even loneliness.
我们在众人之间都可以非常的隔绝，甚至觉得非常的孤单。
Even between husband and wife.
甚至在夫妻之间。
Now we have.Conversations, we have discussions, we even have arguments, but do we have fellowship?
我们有对话，有讨论，甚至有争吵，但我们里面有没有交通？
Even between parents and children,
甚至在父母跟儿女之间，
there are conversations each day between parents and children.
每天在父母跟儿女之间都会有对话。
But how many are considered fellowship?
但有多少可以被认成是交通的？
Brothers and sisters, we need to know what is fellowship.
弟兄姐妹们，我们需要知道什么是交通。
And we need to know how to enter into fellowship.
而且我们需要知道怎样进入这样的交通。
Do you know why is fellowshipping so difficult?
你知道为什么交通这么难吗？
Because fellowship is God's purpose.
因为交通是神的旨意。
Therefore, Satan will do everything in his power to prevent us enter into fellowship.
所以撒旦要做他的一切来阻止我们进入到这样的交通。
So 1 Corinthians said we are called into the fellowship with his son.
所以在哥林多前书那里说我们是被召进入与他的儿子的交通。
And this fellowship is the fellowship between the Father and Son in the Holy Spirit.
而这个交通是在父与子之间在圣灵里面的。
And this is fellowship that exists in the eternity past.
这个交通是在这个永远的过去就存在了。
And Father shares everything with his sons.
这个父亲把所有的一切都跟儿子分享。
And the son shares everything with the father.
这个儿子也把一切的事情与父亲分享。
All are done in the Holy Spirit.
这些都是在圣灵里面完成的。
There's no shadow, there's no shade, there's no darkness.
在那里没有影子，没有遮盖，也没有黑暗。
And we thank God in his great love, God desires to extend this fellowship to all of us.
我们要感谢神，因为在神的爱里边，他愿意把这个交通扩大，把我们包括进去。
And call us into this fellowship.
他把我们呼召进来到这个交通
里面。 We are completely unqualified and undeserving.
我们既不合格，也不配。
But it is the good pleasure of the Father to extend the fellowship to us.
但却是神照着他所喜悦的旨意，把我们把我们带进到这个交通里。
One day this fellowship will defeat Satan.
总有一天，这样的交通要来打败仇敌撒旦。
This fellowship will destroy his kingdom on this earth.
这个交通要把他在地上的国完全的毁灭。
Therefore, Satan will do everything he can to prevent us from having this fellowship.
所以撒旦要做他一切所能做的来阻止我们进入到这样的交通。
This is a critical issue in John's time.
这个在约翰那个时候是非常紧急的一个时刻。
This was a very deep burden in Apostle John's heart.
所以在使徒约翰里面是一个很深的很沉重的负担。
Therefore, this is also a critical issue of our time.
所以在我们今天这个时代也是一个非常紧急的时刻。
We need to know what is fellowship.
我们需要知道什么是交通。
How do we enter into fellowship?
我们怎样进入这个交通。
Therefore, let's begin with what is fellowship.
所以让我们开始来讲到什么是交通。
But first, we want to talk about what fellowship is not.
我们先来讲到交通不是什么。
Fellowship is not socializing.
交通不是社交。
Socializing is not wrong.
社交并没有什么 坏的地方。
Now, there's nothing wrong to spend time with others over coffee or tea on our holiday experience.
我们如果是在假期里面与人喝咖啡喝茶，这里面并没有什么不对的地方。
It's nothing wrong to share with one another the best deal you found online.
或者把我们在网上找到的那些很好的买东西的那些跟人讲也没什么不对的地方。
Or you talk about the nice restaurant you just visit.
或者你去了一个很好的餐厅跟人分享也没有什么不好。
But this is not fellowship.
但这些并不是交通。
This is socializing.
这些是社交。
Five fellowship is not informality.
社交交通也不是那个不拘形式。
Some have this idea, if we gather together in formality, and that is not fellowship.
有的人这么觉得，如果我们照着一个形式来聚集的话，这就不是交通。
But if you gather together informally at a home, in a coffee shop, and that is fellowship.
但是如果我们非正式的，比如在家里或者在一起喝咖啡，这才是交通。
No, fellowship is not informality at all.
没有，交通并不是不拘形式。
Fellowship is not camaraderie.
交通也不是一些友情。
If we get together because we have common interests.
不是因为我们有个共同的兴趣。
Maybe we our common interest is politics or sports or music or personal finance or any other topics.
也许我们共同的这个兴趣是或者是政治的，或者是体育上面，或者是一些财务上面的，这些也不是交通。
It is camaraderie, but it's not fellowship.
这些是友情里面的内容，但并不是交通。
Fellowship is not an institution.
交通也并不是一个机构。
Fellowship is not an organization.
并不是一个机构。
Yeah. However, the church is a fellowship.
但是教会却是真正的交通。
But let's talk about what fellowship really is.
那我们现在就来讲什么是真正的交通。
This word in Greek is koinonia.
在希腊文里面是 koinonia.
And the root of this word means common.
这个词的词根是讲到共同的意思。
It is something about common.
这是关于一些事是共同的。
And the first time it was mentioned is in Book of Acts.
在第一次被提到是在《使徒行传》。
In Book of Acts, it read, they were continually devoting themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer.
在《使徒行传》那里讲到，他们都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接、拨饼、祈祷。
This is the first time this word mentioned in the New Testament.
这是在新约里面第一次提到这个词。
The early church devoted themselves to fellowship.
在早期的教会，他们恒心的来交通。
They committed themselves to fellowship.
他们把自己托付在这一个交通里面。
They knew that fellowship is important.
他们知道交通非常的重要。
It's as important as apostles' teaching.
这些与使徒的教训一样的重要。
As important as Lord's table and prayer.
与拨饼与祈祷是一样的重要。
Therefore, they devote themselves to fellowship.
所以他们恒心的在这个交通里面。
And the definition is best given in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 16.
但最好的解释应该是在哥林多前书的第十章第十六节。
Is not the cup of blessing...Which we bless a sharing in the blood of Christ is not the bread which we break a sharing in the body of Christ.
我们所祝福的杯岂不是统领基督的血吗？我们所拨开的饼岂不是统领基督的身体吗？
This word sharing is koinonia.
这个词，这个统领就是 koinonia.
The cup is a fellowship.In the blood of Christ.
这杯就是我们统领基督的血。
The bread is a fellowship in the body of Christ.
这个饼就是统领基督的身体。
Therefore, this word, koinonia, means sharing.
所以这个词 koinonia, 它的意思就是一同来领受。
So fellowship is sharing.
所以交通也是彼此的分享。
And the root of the word is common.
所以它的词根是讲到共同的意
思。Therefore, fellowship is sharing something in common.
所以交通的意思就是在一些共同的事上彼此分享。
That's the real meaning of fellowship is we are sharing something in common.
所以交通的真实的意思就是我们在这里彼此分享一些共同的东西。
What do we have in common?
那我们的共同点是什么?
We are very different.
因为每个人都不一样。
We were born in different cities.
我们出生的城市不一样。
We grew up in different ways.
我们成长的这个途径成长的历程也不一样。
We are in different professions.
我们的行业不一样。
We have different interests.
我们的兴趣也不一样。
We may even have different political views.
也许我们在政治上的观点也不一样。
But what we have in common.
那我们有的共同点是什么
？Brother and sister, what do we have in common is the life of Christ.
弟兄姐妹们，我们所有的这个共同点就是基督的生命。
That's the only thing that all of us here have in common.
这就是我们中间这许多人唯一共同的一点。
It's the life of Christ.
就是基督的生命。
So fellowship is to share life.Of Christ with one another.
所以交通就是我们彼此来分享基督的生命。
This is fellowship.
这就是交通。
So by this definition,
所以借着这样的
定义。
Do we fellowship today?
今天我们有没有交通？
Do we fellowship in our home?
我们在家里面有没有交通？
Do we share the life of Christ at home?
在家里面我们有没有来交通，彼此分享基督的生命？
To share the life of Christ can be a daily thing.
因为分享基督的生命应该是每一天的。
If we think sharing the life of Christ, we may think that this is so spiritual. It's out of my reach.
如果我们提到分享基督的生命，感觉里面是非常离我们很远，是这么属灵的、很深的事情的话。
Sharing the life of Christ can be very practical also.
是不应该的，因为分享基督的生命是非常实际的。
In Romans chapter 15, verse 26.
在罗马书第十五章。
He said, for Macedonia and Achaia have been pleased to make a contribution for the poor among the saints in Jerusalem.
在那里面讲到马其顿的圣徒们，他们是在爱里面预备了他们的捐献，与耶路撒冷的圣徒中的穷人来分享。
And the word contribution is koinonia.
哦，这个捐献的这个词就是 koinonia。
And contribution is fellowship.
而且这个捐献就是交通。
When we make a contribution to another person,
当我们把捐献给另外一个人的时候，
we share with him the life of Christ that's in us.
这个时候就是把在我们里面基督的生命与他分享。
When we receive a contribution from others,
当我们从另外的人接受到奉献的时候，
we receive from him the life of Christ.
我们也从他里面来接受基督的生命。
Fellowship is both giving and receiving.
这个交通既是施也是受。
Receiving is a much part of fellowship as giving.
接受在交通里面是同样的与这个施与。
Only through giving and receiving we enter into fellowship.
借着施与，借着接受，我们就进入到这个交通里面。
Oftentimes in fellowship, we all intend to give, but we're not prepared to receive.
有的时候在交通里面，我们的概念是只是给，并不是讲到接受。
Think about most of our conversation that we have with our spouse.
想想我们与配偶的交谈。
We all want to give.
我们总是要给。
But we're not prepared to receive.
我们根本就没有预备接受。
We want the other person to receive what we want to give.
因为我们要另外一个人接受我要给他的。
And that is not fellowship.
这也不是交通。
Fellowship is receiving and giving at the same time.
这个交通是在施的同时也在受。
And Philippians chapter 1, verse 5, in view of your participation in the gospel from the first day until now.
在腓立比书四章第一节。
第一章第五节。
第一章。
第五节，
第五节，腓立比书第一章第五节。因为从头一天直到如今，你们是同心合意的兴旺福音。
And the word participation is koinonia.
这个词也是 koinonia。
Your fellowship in the gospel from the first day.
因为从头一天起直到如今，你们是同心合意的兴旺福音。
In here, fellowship is to share a common purpose and a common goal.
在这里，他们所分享的是同样一个心意，同样一个目的。
And in here, he points out that fellowship is a service.
在这里面也指出来，这个交通是一个服事。
Therefore, let's combine those verses together, this is what fellowship is.
所以让我们把这些章节再放在一起，来看看什么是交通。
Fellowship is to share the life of Christ with one another.
交通就是把基督的生命来彼此分享。
Fellowship is to give and to receive the life of Christ.
这个交通就是施与或者接受基督的生命。
And fellowship is to share a common purpose and a common goal.
这个交通就是我们来彼此有同样一个心意。
But one thing that's very, very important.
但还有一件事非常的重要。
And often we miss this critical point.
有的时候我们就失去了这么重要的一件事。
Fellowship is never bilateral.
这个交通并不只是双向的。
A true fellowship is always trilateral.
真正的交通从来都是三向的。
in John, 1 John, show us the trilateral in fellowship.
在约翰一书就提到这个三项的交通。
There's Father and the Son on one side.
在一方面是父亲与儿子之间的交通。
No, no, no. They're on one side.
哦，父与子他们是在一边。
And there is apostle on the other side.
也有使徒在另外一方。
And there are those who receive this letter.
然后就是有接受这些使徒的信件的。
So this fellowship is trilateral.
所以这个交通就是三项的。
We often think that fellowship is a bilateral communication.
经常我们以为这个交通只是两方双向的。
And this is the most critical mistake.
但这是一个最重要的我们的错误。
And this third party is so critical in any fellowship.
而这个第三方在所有的真实的交通里面是如此的重要。
Without this third side, all fellowship will render ineffective.
如果没有这第三方的话，所有的交通都不会有真实的意义，那个内容。
So how do we bring Christ into our fellowship?
那我们怎么样让基督进到我们的交通里？
Whenever we fellowship with one another,
每一次我们彼此交通的时候，
we should always fellowship in Christ.
我们总要在基督里面交通。
This is still very abstract.
这个是非常抽象的事。
We all agree, but we don't know how to do this.
我们都同意这件事，但不知道怎么样进行。
How can I fellowship in Christ?
我们怎样在基督里交通？
We need to fellowship from the perspective of Christ.
我们需要从基督的眼光来交通。
Let me give you an example.
让我给大家一个例子。
Recently, I had a fellowship with my daughter.
最近我与我的女儿有一个交通。
Then, unfortunately, the topic is politics.
很不幸的，我们交通的内容是关于政治的。
I try to avoid as much as possible.
我是尽了一切的努力要避免这样的交谈。
But she cornered me down and said, "Let's talk about politics."
然后她就把我逼到一个墙角，说：“我们现在来聊聊政治的事情。”
So I need to have a fellowship with her.
所以我这个时候就需要跟她有交通。
So I need to fellowship in Christ.
我需要在基督里面交通。
I need to fellowship from the perspective of Christ.
我要需要从基督的出发点来交通。
She let me go first.
她先让我讲。
So I'm going to I told him my views and why I have this view from the perspective of Christ.
然后我就跟他讲我的看法是怎么样。我说我怎样从基督的出发点来有这样的看法。
Then once I finish, I let her go. Let her go. 让他讲。
好，然后我就让他讲。
Then she will, of course, lay out her point and her view, which is totally different from my points and my view.
然后他就把他的观点摆出来，是完全与我不一样的。
Then I did one more thing.
然后我又多做了一件事。
I look at her view from the perspective of Christ also.
我也从基督的出发点来想他的这些观点。
Not only I realized my view is consistent with what I learned in the Bible, but also her view was consistent from the view of the Bible as well.
所以我当时所学到的就是不光我的观点从基督的出发点来看是与我这一生所学的是合一的是一致的。当然也看到他的观点是与他在基督里面的学习是一致的。
Do not assume when someone disagrees with you, then this person is not of the Lord.
所以不要觉得这个人的观点跟你不一样，那他的就不是出于主。
Then I realized her view is of the Lord as well.
然后我就意识到他的这些观点也是从主来的。
But how can we be so different?
那我们为什么这么的不一样呢？
Now we need to look at the commonality among our views.
这个时候我们就需要从个人的观点来看到我们的共同点在
哪里。 And I discovered we have a commonality.
然后我发现我们是有共同的。
We're all concerned about the poor.
因为我们都对穷人有负担。
But we look at this with a different solutions.
但我们对这件事的解决却有不同的意见。
She is concerned about feeding the hunger.
她的这个所关心的就是这些穷人要得饱足。
But I am more concerned not to have another famine.
那我的所关心的就是不要再有饥饿。
饥荒。
哦，饥荒。
So our purpose is actually the same.
所以我们的这个关心都是一样的。
We have the same concern.
我们的关心都是一样的。
But once I look at short term,
但是我们看到的可能都是短视的。
One side.
哦，我们都是只看到一方面。
She is more focused on the short term.
哦，她所看到的是这个短期的。
I was worried about long term.
那我所关心的，我所忧虑的是长期的。
We agree, both are important.
我们都同意这件事很重要。
It's nice to have someone look after the short-term needs.
我们需要有人从短期来看到这些需要。
But it's also important there are those who look at the long-term needs.
但也非常重要，有人是从长期的眼光来看到这件事。
Now we have fellowship.
现在我们就有交通。
Brother and sister, we need fellowship.
弟兄姐妹们，我们需要交通。
We need to bring God's perspective into the discussions.
我们需要在我们彼此的谈论里面把神的眼光带进来。
You need to discover Christ in someone who opposes you.
我们需要从反对我的人里面看到他里面的基督。
There is Christ in the person who opposes you.
在这个反对你的人里面，他也有基督的。
Therefore, we need to share that Christ with each other.
所以我们需要把基督来彼此分享。
Once you share in Christ, then you always find commonality.
如果我们是这样从基督里面分享，就总会有共同的地方。
Because we share something in common.
因为我们所分享的是同样的一件事。
Brother and sister, this is fellowship.
弟兄姐妹们，这才是交通。
We need more of real fellowship.
我们需要有更多真实的交通。
We need fellowship in our home.
我们需要在家里面有交通。
We need more fellowship in assembly.
我们需要在聚会里面有交通。
So how do we practice?
那我们怎样来实行呢?
How do we practice this real fellowship?
我们怎样来实行这个真实的交通呢?
And if we found the book of John's, John has discovered, encouraged us to practice the fellowship with three practices.
在约翰福音里面，约翰他
约翰一书
哦，在约翰一书里面，约翰他发现了这样的交通，而且把这样的交通来跟我们讲，有三件事。
And there are three important practices that help us to enter into fellowship.
有三件事来帮助我们进入到这个真实的交通。
This morning we'll discuss the three practices.
今天早上我们就来看这三件实行的事。
Practice number one.
第一个实行。
God is light, so we should walk in light.
第一件事，神是光，所以我们应该在光里面交通。
This is practice number one.
这是交通里面的第一件事。
Practice number two.
第二个实行。
God is righteous, so we should walk in righteousness.
神是公义的，所以我们应该在公义里面来交通。
Number three.
第三。
God is love.
神是爱。
We should walk in love.
所以我们应该在爱里面来行。
These are the practices that we need to have to enter into real fellowship.
这就是我们要进入真实的交通里面所要实行的三件事。
Let's talk about number one practice. God is light.
所以我们先来讲第一个实行，神是光。
And we should walk in light.
我们需要在光里行。
In John chapter 1 verse 4, in him was life, and the life was the light of men.
在约翰福音一章第四节讲，生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光。
John chapter 8, I am the light of the world. He that follows me shall not walk in darkness, and shall have the light of life.
在约翰福音第八章那里讲，我是世界的光，跟从我的就不在黑暗里走，必要得着生命的光。
So fellowship is based on walking in light.
所以这个交通是根据于在光中来行。
This is not the light that Paul saw on his way to Damascus.
这个光还不是保罗在去大马士革的路上所看到的光。
不是 ，It's not a big light shining from heaven.
并不是从天上来一个强光，一个大光照到我们身上。
It is a small light.
这是一个小的光。
It's a lamp to my feet and a light to my path.
是我脚前的灯，是我路上的光。
You know, when we need to take a next step in our life,
当我们在生活里面要走下一步路的时候
，and he is the light,
他就是那光。
He will shine a light in front of us.
他会在我们面前让他的光照出来。
If we obey this light and take a step according to the light,
如果我们顺服这个光，照着这个光来走下一步的话
，and I walk in light.
那我就是在光中行。
I must walk in light every day.
必须每天都在这个光中来行。
And we must take this kind of light every single step.
而且我们每一步都要在这个光中来行。
Walking in light is a lifelong thing.
这个在光中行是一生的一个实行。
Therefore, we saw Enoch walk.With God 300 years.
所以我们看到以诺与神同行有300年。
But maybe this is still too abstract.
也许还是非常的抽象。
Then we need to give you an illustration.
那我需要给大家一个展示。
There is a brother.
有一个弟兄。
Who is selling shoes.
他是卖鞋的。
There's nothing really unusual about selling shoes.
卖鞋没有什么不同寻常的。
You know, out of many shoes that he was selling, that he realized there's one type of shoes that was selling very, very well.
在他卖的许多种鞋里面，有一种鞋他发现卖得非常好。
Therefore, bring more profits to him.
所以带给他很多的利润。
He should be happy about it.
他应该很高兴。
But one day, the light shined in his heart.
但有一天，这个光就照到他的心里。
The light shone in this brother's heart. He was uncomfortable selling this type of shoes anymore.
当这个光照到他心里的时候，卖这种鞋就让他心里面非常的不舒服了。
He knew why he was uncomfortable.
他知道为什么他会不舒服。
He knew God may not be pleased.By selling the shoes.
因为他知道卖这种鞋神很可能是不喜悦的。
But even that these shoes bring him a lot of profits.
虽然这种鞋带给他很多的利润。
But light is shining.
但是光已经照出来了。
What will you do?
你会怎么办?
You're selling shoes.
你是卖鞋的。
And your best-selling type of shoes now is giving you trouble.
你卖的最好的这种鞋现在给你带来麻烦了。
Walking in light will cost you something.
在光中行你是要付代价的。
The light is free.
这个光是白白所给的。
But walking in light will cost you something.
但是行在光中你却要付代价。
So this brother decided to stop.Selling this type of shoes.
所以这个弟兄就做了个决定，不再卖这种鞋。
Even these shoes bring him most profit.
虽然这个鞋给他带来最多的利润。
But it's the light that caused him to stop.
但是这个光却让他停下来。
But we thank the Lord, he told us that after stopping this line of shoes, he started.Getting good business from other type of shoes.
那这个故事的后来就是，当他不卖那种鞋的时候，他其他的鞋就开始卖得很好。
The key in walking in light is openness.
在光中行，它的关键就是要敞开。
Our brother was open to the light.
我们的弟兄对着光，他是敞开的。
If we desire to walk in light, we must be open to light.
如果我们渴慕在光中行的话，就必须对着光是敞开的。
So when we fellowship with our brother and sister, we must be open to our brother and sister.
所以，当我们与弟兄姐妹交通的时候，我们对弟兄姐妹一定要敞开。
Oftentimes we do not have this openness.
很多时候我们没有这样的敞开。
Because we know if we open ourselves, maybe cost us something.
因为我们知道把自己敞开的话可能会让我付代价。
Therefore, we do not want to be open.
所以我不想把自己打开。
We say as little as possible.
我们尽量把话减少。
We do not want to share our heart completely.
不想把自己的心完全的打开。
Without this openness, there will be no real fellowship.
但是没有这样的敞开，就没有真实的交通。
Open to light and open to one another is the price to be paid in fellowship.
所以对着光敞开，对着弟兄姐妹、其他人敞开，这就是我们要付的代价。
Are we willing to pay the price of fellowship?
我们愿不愿意来付这个交通的代价？
Let's do an exercise now.
让我们现在来操练一下。
Well, I'll give you an exercise right away.
我现在就给你一个操练。
To see whether you're willing to walk in light.
看看你愿不愿意在光中行。
Today we have here the body of Christ. Today we have the body of Christ here.
哦，今天我们在这里有基督的身体。
We are here because we share the life of Christ.
今天我们在这里是因为要分享基督的生命。
The relationship among all of us is a very pure relationship.
所以在我们中间的关系应该是非常洁净的。
It's a life relationship.
是一个生命里的一个关系。
In this body of Christ, we give, sometimes we receive.
在这个基督的身体里面，有的时候我们施予，有的时候我们接受。
But we give and receive without any other motivations.
但我们的这个施予与接受是没有其他动机的。
There is no other agenda in giving and receiving.
在这个施与受中间，我们没有其他的目的。
It's a very pure relationship.
非常纯净的，非常纯洁的。
All right, that's the background.
这就是一个背景。
Now I have opportunity now.
现在我就有一个机会。
I have opportunity to help my dear brother Haibin.
我有一个机会来帮助这个亲爱的弟兄海滨。
But at the same time, I can make some profit out of him.
但同时我可以从他身上得利润。
Should I do it?
我应不应该做?
I'm helping my brothers.
我在这里帮助这个弟兄。
At the same time, making some profit is my own thing.
那同时从他身上得一些利润是我自己的事。
Take this situation, come to your spirit,Ask the light if you should do that or not.
就带着这样一个情况，在光里面，到神面前去问我该不该做。
This is walk in light.
这就是在光中行。
I can tell you what you can do, what you cannot.
我可以跟你讲该做或者不该做。
But ultimately, it's the light in your heart.
但至终是在你心里的光。
Balance between the prophet.And helping this brother, whether this is okay in the light.
你要在弟兄身上得利润，跟帮助这个弟兄两件事上，你要权衡，从光里面来接受决定。
Let me share what I see in this case.
那我就跟大家来分享我在这件事上所看到的。
The light I see in this case.
就是在这件事上我接受的光。
If you make it a profit from your brothers,
如果你从弟兄身上得利润的话
your relationship with this brother is no longer pure.
你与这个弟兄的关系就不再洁净了。
It's not a pure relationship anymore.
就不再是一个洁净的关系。
Although I'm still helping him,
虽然我还在帮助他
but I have some other motivation in my helping him.
但是在帮助他这个里面我还有其他的动机。
If I invite him to my house,
如果我邀请他到我家里
he will not know whether I'm purely helping him or I try to make profit on him.
他不会知道我只是单纯的来帮助他，或者是要我从他身上来得利。
You see, there is a mixture in our relationship.
所以在这个关系里面，你看到没有？有掺杂。
We have this life relationship which is pure.
我们有这个生命的关系是洁净的。
But we also have another relationship that is something else.
但是我们还有一个关系，这是另外的事情。
Why is it not right?
为什么不对呢？
Do I have a biblical reason to object to this?
我有没有圣经的根据反对这件事？
God dislikes mixture.
神是不喜爱掺杂的。
Deuteronomy 22 chapter verse 9.
在生命记的22章第9节。
You shall not sow the vineyard with two kinds of seed.
不可把两样种子种在你的葡萄园里。
If we're making profit out of my brother, then I'm sowing two seeds in the vineyard.
如果我从弟兄身上得利的话，那我等于在葡萄园里面种了两样的种子。
22nd chapter verse 10. You shall not wear a material mix of wool and linen together.
在22章的第十节，不可穿羊毛、细麻两样掺杂料所做的衣服。
God does not like mixture.
神不喜爱掺杂。
God likes something is pure.
神喜爱的是单纯洁净的东西。
This is the light.
这就是光。
Now, you and I have to make a decision how to walk in this light.
现在你和我就要做决定，怎么样在这样的光里面行。
It may cost you.
这也许让你遭受损失。
But walking in light is a costly thing.
但是在光中行就是要付代价的。
This is what Apostle John encourages us to practice, to walk in light.
这就是使徒约翰他在那里鼓励我们，让我们在光中行。
The second practice,John encourages, he said, God is righteous and we should walk in righteousness.
第二件保罗鼓励我们的在光中行，就是在交通里面，就是要在公义里面来相交。
God himself is righteous.
因为神他自己是公义的神。
1 John chapter 2, if you know that he is righteous, you know that everyone who also practices righteousness is born of him.
在约翰一书第二章里面讲到，你们若知道他是公义的，就知道凡行公义之人都是他所生的。
Fellowship is based on walking in righteousness.
所以这个交通的根据是在公义中行。
Again, walking in righteousness still sounds very abstract.
同样的，在公义中行也是非常的抽象。
So what does it really mean?
那它真正的意思是什么？
Brothers and sisters, there is only one person who is righteous.
弟兄姐妹们，只有一个人他是公义的。
And this person is our Lord Jesus.
这个人就是我们的主耶稣。
Therefore, the only way we can walk in righteousness is we're walking in Christ.
所以能够在公义中行的唯一可能就是在基督里面。
Abiding in Christ is only way to walk in righteousness.
住在他里面是唯一一个可以在公义中行的办法。
But how can we make this more practical?
那我们怎样更实际一些？
Let's use a picture in the Old Testament.
让我们用旧约的一幅图画。
In Old Testament, we have these pictures.
在旧约我们有许多的图画。
If you want to abide in him means you have to get into the Holy of Holies.
有一个图画就是你如果要住在它里面，那你就要进入至圣所。
But unless you pass the brazen altar, you cannot enter into the Holy of Holies.
但是如果不经过铜祭坛的话，你是不可能进到至圣所的。
And that is the pictures.
这就是那个图画。
And this is the practice.
这就是我们的操练。
How do we walk in righteousness?
怎样在公义中行？
We pass through the brazen altar.
我们必须要经过铜祭坛。
So what is the brazen altar today?
那今天这个铜祭坛是什么？
1 John chapter 1:9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful, righteousness, to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
在约翰一书的第一章第九节，我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
This verse was not written for non-believers. This verse was written for believers.
这个章节写出来不是为着不信主的人，是为着我们这些信徒。
This verse describes how you and I can pass through the brazen altar today.
这句话就讲到我们今天怎样来经过铜祭坛。
When we are walking in righteousness, if we do not pass through the brazen altars, then all our fellowship is bilateral.
如果我们在公义中行，却没有经过铜祭坛的话，那我们所有的这些交通都是没有意义的。
This is a fundamental issue that we have in our home.
哦，这如果没有这样的话，这只是双向的，这就是我们在家里的问题的原因。
We have a lot of conversation at home.
在家里我们有许多的交谈。
We have plenty of discussion, even arguments with one another.
我们有许多的讨论，也有许多的争论。
But we have no fellowship.
但是却没有交通。
Since neither the husband or the wife is willing to pass through the brazen altars.
因为不管是丈夫或者妻子都不愿意经过铜祭坛。
If you want to have a fellowship with your spouse, you need to pass through the brazen altar first.
如果你需要与你的配偶有一个交通的话，必须要经过铜祭坛。
You pass through the altar by confessing your own sins in front of her.
你需要经过铜祭坛，在她面前认你自己的罪。
Walking in righteousness is costly also.
在公义中行也是要付代价的。
It is very difficult.For anyone to confess to your spouse.
对于一个人向配偶来承认错误是非常难的一件事。
But Jesus said, I am the way.
但耶稣说我就是道路。
If you follow him to the cross, deny yourself, confess your sins, you will walk in righteousness.
如果你舍己到十字架面前的话，那你就可以认自己的罪，就可以在公义中行。
Oftentimes we struggle.In homes.
很多时候我们在家里面非常挣扎。
We have issues we cannot resolve.
有一些问题是我们不能解决的。
Then we argue for years, no resolutions.
有的时候成年整年的来在这里争论却没有一个解决。
Because all our fellowships were bilateral.
因为我们的这种交通都是只是双向的。
We never pass through the altar.
我们从来没有经过铜祭坛。
Without passing through the altars, you will not have a real fellowship.
如果不经过铜祭坛，你不可能有真实的交通。
If you really want to fellowship with your wife,
如果你真想与妻子有真实的交通。
You really want to fellowship with your husband,
如果你真想与你的丈夫有真实的交通。
You first confess your own wrongdoings in front of her.
你先在他面前承认你做错的地方。
If you want to fellowship with your husband,
如果你要跟丈夫交通的话
，you first confess all your wrongdoings in front of him.
先在他面前承认你的过错。
Then we pass through the altar.
然后我们就经过了铜祭坛。
Then the blood of our Lord Jesus cleanses our sins.
神的爱会洗净我们的罪
Remove all unrighteousness
会洗净我们一切的不义
So we can walk in righteousness
所以我们可以在公义中行
Then we can have fellowship
然后我们才可以有交通
So parents
作为父母的
You may have difficulty in fellowshipping with your children
也许你在与儿女的交通里面出问题了
Maybe you need to confessYour wrongdoings.
也许你要先承认自己的过错。
Pass through the altars.
经过祭坛。
Children.
孩子们。
If you have difficulty fellowship with your parents.
如果你与父母之间有难处了。
Pass through the altars.
经过祭坛。
Confess your sins.
认你的罪。
You cannot have fellowship if we don't do this.
如果我们不这样做，不可能有交通。
We need a family altar in our home.
在我们每个家里面需要有家庭的祭坛。
It's a place and time where the whole family can come together and pray.
是要有一个地方，要有一个时间，全家一起来祷告的。
It's a place and time for us to confess our sin together.
这是一个地方，一个时间，我们全家一同来认我们的罪。
Where we will have this trilateral fellowship.
在那里，我们才会有这样三项的交通。
This is not an abstract.
这个并不是抽象的事。
This is very practical.
这是一个非常实际的事。
This is something we need to have.
这是我们必须要有的。
Brothers, you are the head of your house.
弟兄们，你们是家里的头。
What does it mean by that?
这件事的意思是什么？
It's your responsibility to establish this family altars.
是你的责任在家里面建立这样的祭坛。
It's not your wife.
不是你妻子的责任。
Not your children.
不是你孩子。
Because you are the head of the house.
因为你是家里面的头。
It's on your shoulders to make sure you have a family altar.
是你的责任在你的肩膀上要做成在家里面有祭坛。
Your responsibility to ensure that the family will have a time of prayer regularly.
是你的责任在家里面要有这些定时的祷告。
Therefore, we could have the real fellowship.
所以我们才会有真实的交通。
Because we can walk in righteousness.
不然的话，我们不可能在公义中行。
Now the third practice.
第三个实行。
God is love, and we should walk in love.
神是爱，所以我们应该在爱中来行。
God himself is love.
神他自己就是爱。
The one who does not love does not know God, for God is love.
没有爱心的就不认识神，因为神就是爱。
So walking, in love is fellowship.
所以在爱中的在爱中行就是交通。
Again, it's still very abstract. Walking in love is still abstract.
同样的，在爱中行又是一个抽象的事。
Therefore, I need to give you a picture of walking in love.
所以我需要给大家一个图画，就是在爱中行。
I found this picture in Revelations.
我是在启示录找到这个图画。
There is a house with many people dining in the house.
在一个地方有一个家，在家里面有许多人在那里吃饭交通。
And there is one man who's outside.
但有一个人却在这个家门之外。
And this man knocked on the door.
这个人就在这里敲门。
And he said, Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and will dine with him and he with me.
在那里他说，看哪，我站在门外叩门，若有听见我的声音就开门的，我要进到他那里去，我与他，他与我一同坐席。
The Lord Jesus was the one standing at the door and knock.
主耶稣就是那个站在门外叩门的。
Does our Lord Jesus have the right to come straight in?
难道我们的主没有这样的权利直接进到这个家里吗？
After all, he is the Lord.
在所有一切之上，他就是主。
Does the Lord need to knock on the door and hope someone will hear his voice?
难道主还要来敲门希望有人听到这个声音吗？
What if no one hears his voice?
但是里面却没人听到他的声音。
If no one hears his voice, the Lord Jesus will wait patiently at the door.
如果没有人听见来应门的话，他就在那里忍耐等候。
Will Lord Jesus suffer while he was waiting at the door?
当主耶稣在门外等候的时候，他会不会受苦呢？
Of course he does.
当然他在那里受苦。
Walking in love is costly.
因为在爱里面行也是要付代价的。
Love is patience.
因为爱就是恒久忍耐。
Brothers and sisters, love is long suffering.
弟兄姐妹们，爱就是恒久忍耐。
This is love.
这就是爱。
This is walking in love.
这就是在爱中行。
Our Lord Jesus wants to have fellowship.
我们的主耶稣他希望有这样的交通。
But the people in the house didn't hear his voice.
但是这些在家中的人却听不到他的声音。
And he stood at the door knocking.
他就站在门外叩门。
If they didn't hear it, he was still there.
如果那些人没听到，他还会在那里等候。
He waited patiently.
他就是在那里忍耐。
He waited until he suffered.
他等候在那里受苦。
But Lord Jesus would not go in.
但是我们的主却不会直接的进入。
Lord Jesus was walking in love.
他就是在爱中行。
Do we have patience in fellowship?
在我们的交通里面有没有忍耐？
If you as a husband want to fellowship with your wife, but he's not ready to fellowship.
如果作为一个丈夫，你要跟妻子交通，但他却没有预备好。
Well, you stand at the door and knock until he is ready.
你会不会站在门外叩门，直到他预备好为止？
If you as a father want to fellowship with your child, but he's not ready to fellowship.
如果你作为一个父亲，要与你的儿女交通，他却没有准备好。
Well, you stand at the door and knock.Until he or she is ready.
你会不会站在门外叩门，一直等到他准备好为止？
The Lord Jesus is always ready.
我们的主耶稣他一直是预备好的。
But he's always waiting.
但他就一直在等候。
Often fellowship fails.
很多时候交通失败了。
Because the door is not open.
因为门没有开。
But we force our way into the fellowship.
但我们却、用暴力来闯进这个门，想要交通。
If we lose patience, then we lose the fellowship.
如果我们失去忍耐，那我们就失去交通。
The Lord Jesus never gave up on fellowship.
因为主耶稣他自己从来没有放弃交通。
So we should never give up on fellowship either.
我们也不应该在交通上面放弃。
This is a picture of walking in love.
这就是一个在爱中行的图画。
You remember this, the father of prodigal son.
大家还记得吗？那个浪子的故事里面的父亲。
He's always waiting for his son.
他是一直在那里等候他的儿子。
His son has no chance of hearing his voice.
他的儿子根本没有机会能够听到父亲的声音。
But there was a father always waiting for his son to come back.
但这个父亲却一直在等候儿子回来。
Walking in love.
在爱中行。
Our service is a form of fellowship.
我们的服事就是交通里面的一个形式。
All spiritual service is sharing the life of Christ with one another.
每一个属灵的服事都是把基督的生命来彼此分享。
Therefore, the service requires patience. The service requires love.
所以服事里面需要有忍耐，需要有爱。
And the manifestation of this love is preparations.
而这个爱的彰显就是我们的预备。
You look at this father of prodigal son.
如果你看到浪子的故事里面这个父亲，
his son is nowhere to be found.
因为他的儿子已经不知道到哪里了。
He didn't know when the son will come back.
他不知道这个儿子什么时候回来。
His son didn't send him a text, I'm coming back.
他的儿子没有给他发短信说爸爸我要回来了。
His son didn't send him an email, say I'm coming back.
他的儿子也没有发这个邮件说我要回来了。
But as he waited,As he was waiting for his son, he prepared for his son.
但是他在等候的时候就为这个儿子预备了。
Even his son is wasting his life in other countries.
虽然他的儿子在那些外地在那里浪费资财。
He is preparing for his son's return.
但他却为着孩子的回归已经有预备了。
He prepared a robe.
他预备了一个袍子。
He prepared a ring.
他准备了一个戒指。
He prepared sandals.
他准备了鞋。
He prepared a fattened calf.
他准备了一个肥牛犊。
He didn't know where his son is.
他不知道他儿子那个时候在哪。
He didn't know his son would ever come back.
他也不知道他的儿子甚至回不回来。
But he prepared a robe.
但他却准备了袍子。
He prepared a ring.
他准备了戒指。
He prepared sandals.
他准备了鞋。
He prepared a fattened calf.
他准备了肥牛。
So when his son comes back to him.
所以当他的儿子回来那个时候，
He told servant, bring those things I prepare to his son.
所以他就跟仆人讲，把我预备的东西都带到我儿子这里。
So this father walk in love.
所以这个父亲就是在爱中行。
And the father prepare for the fellowship.
而且这个父亲是为着交通有预备。
Even he didn't know whether the fellowship will ever happen.
虽然他不知道这个交通是不是甚至有可能会发生。
But he prepared for the fellowship.
但他就为着交通有了预备。
Our Lord Jesus prepared for fellowship.
我们的主也是为交通做了预备。
So he stand at the door and knock.
所以他站在门外叩门。
He had everything ready for the fellowship.
他已经为着交通预备了一切。
He's patiently waiting for our response.
他就是耐心地等候我们的回应。
It is absolutely necessary to prepare for fellowship.
为着交通而预备是绝对需要的。
That's the reason we encourage everyone to come early before the table.
这就是这个原因，为什么我们鼓励大家在饼杯之前要提前到。
It is a fellowship.
这是一个交通。
This fellowship requires preparations.
这个交通是需要有预备的。
Our Lord Jesus has paid tremendous price for this fellowship.
我们的主耶稣已经付了极重的代价，极大的代价，为着这样的交通。
Therefore, you and I need to prepare for this time as well.
所以你和我也应该为这样的时间有预备。
We need to come a little bit early.
我们需要稍微提前一点。
We need to pass through the altars.
我们需要先经过铜祭坛。
We need to confess our sin before the Lord.
我们需要在主面前先认我们的罪。
Ask the Lord to cleanse us all the unrighteousness.
让主来洗净我们的罪。
So we can have fellowship.
所以我们可以有交通。
It's absolutely necessary to prepare for fellowship.
所以为着交通有预备是绝对需要。
It is absolutely necessary to prepare for our service.
为着每一个服事有预备也是绝对需要的。
Because our service is fellowship.
因为我们的服事就是交通。
Our service is sharing life of Christ.
我们的服事就是把基督的生命来彼此分享。
Therefore, we must prepare for our service.
所以我们必须为着每一个服事先有预备。
This is walk in love.
这就是在爱中行。
Brothers and sisters, we are called into fellowship with his son Jesus Christ.
弟兄姐妹们，我们被召是要与他的主与他的儿子主耶稣基督一同得分。
This fellowship is a basis for our fellowship with one another.
这个与他的交通就是我们彼此交通的这个根基。
And our life at home or our life in the body of Christ is fellowship.
我们在家庭里面的生活，我们在聚会里面的生活也是交通的一个表现。
And we give and we receive from each other.
我们彼此有施也有受。
And our service at home and our service in the body of Christ is also fellowship.
我们在家庭里面，在聚会里面的服事也是交通。
Then we give and receive the life of Christ in our service.
我们是在服事里面施受在基督的生命里。
To enter into this fellowship fully, we must walk in light.
如果要完全的进入这样的交通，我们必须在光中行。
We must be open when the light shines upon our heart.
当这个光照在我们心里的时候，我们要把自己敞开。
If the Lord shines his light in your heart this morning, are you willing to pay the price to walk in light?
如果今天神的光照在你心里的话，你愿不愿意付代价在光中行？
Are you willing?
你愿不愿意？
If the light shines in your heart this morning,
如果光照在你心里，
Are you willing to pay the price to walk in light?
如果光照在你心里，你愿不愿意付代价在光中行？
It is costly.
是要有代价的。
But you will growby walking in light.
但你却可以在光中行，在生命里面长进。
To enter into fellowship, we must walk in righteousness.
如果要进入这个交通，必须要在公义中行。
To walk in righteousness, we must pass through the altar.
如果要在光中行，必须要经过祭坛。
And it's costly to do so.
这件事也是要付代价的。
We have to confess our sins to the one we want to fellowship with.
我们必须要与这个要交通的对方在他面前要认自己的罪。
It is costly.
这是我们要付代价的。
But do you want to walk in righteousness?
但你愿不愿意在公义中行？
Without passing through the altar, there is no way to walk in righteousness.
因为如果不经过祭坛，就没有真实的交通。
So walk in righteousness is a theory to you.
所以这个在公义中行，也许对你只是一个理论。
How to turn this into practice?
怎么样成为一个实际？
How can we walk in righteousness?
如何在光公义中行？
Confess our sins.
认我们的罪。
He is faithful and righteous to forgive us all our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
他是信实的，是公义的，他必要洗净我们一切的罪，赦免我们一切的赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
This is the price to pay.
这就是我们要遭受的损失。
This is a very small price to pay.
一个非常小的代价。
Compared to the price that Lord Jesus paid for us.
如果与主耶稣已经付出的代价相比的话。
If our Lord Jesus paid such a price on the cross, and we are not willing to confess our sins.
如果主耶稣基督在十字架上付了这么大的代价，我们却不愿认自己的罪。
How can we walk in righteousness?
怎么可能我们可以在公义中行？
Therefore, Apostle John encourages us to walk in righteousness.
所以使徒约翰在这里鼓励我们在公义中行。
To enter into fellowship, we must walk in love.
如果要进入交通，一定要在爱中行。
Are you willing to be patient in your home?
你愿不愿意在家里面忍耐？
Love is patience.
爱是恒久忍耐。
This is the definition in Corinthians. Love is patience.
这就是在哥林多前书爱的定义。
No patience, no love.
如果没有忍耐，就没有爱。
Love is patience and long suffering.
爱是恒久忍耐。
Brothers, are you willing to be patient?
弟兄们、姐妹们，你们愿不愿意有忍耐？
Only brothers.
刚才是讲到弟兄们，你们愿不愿意忍耐？
This is to brothers.
这句话是对弟兄们讲的。
Brothers, are you willing to be patient?
弟兄们，你们愿不愿意忍耐？
Are you willing to suffer long?
你愿不愿意恒久的忍耐？
This is your responsibility.
这是你的责任。
Do we see our service as fellowship?
我们有没有看到服事就是交通？
Then we should have patience in our service.
那在服事里面就应该有忍耐。
It takes a lot of patience to clean up the dishes after the feast.
在爱宴之后洗这些碗碟是需要极大的耐心。
A lot of patience.
很多的忍耐。
Many of us would not have that patience.
很多我们之中的人没有这样的耐心。
So we never go there and wash the dishes.
所以我们就不去参加这个洗碗的服事。
But service is fellowship.
但是服事就是交通。
Fellowship requires patience and love.
这个交通需要有爱，需要有忍耐。
Do we prepare for our service?
我们有没有为着服事先有预备？
If you're teaching children's class,
如果你是教孩子的主日学，
it's a fellowship.
这就是交通。
Share life of Christ with one another.
就是把基督的生命来彼此分享。
We should prepare for it.
我们应该为这个来预备。
We should be patient for them.
我们需要为他们有耐心。
Because this is fellowship.
因为这是交通。
May the Lord recover the true fellowship in our homes and in the assembly.
愿意神在我们的家中，在我们的聚会里面恢复这样的交通。
May every one of us is willing to pay that price today.
愿意我们今天在座的都愿意付代价，为着这个交通。
Lord Jesus has paid such a price
for fellowship.
因为主耶稣他已经为着这个交通付了极大的代价。
This morning we need to pay a small price to enter in.
我们需要付的这个小小的代价就可以进入。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we thank you this morning that we can still have this time of fellowship.
父啊，我们感谢你，因为在今天早上你还给我们有机会可以这样交通。
We pray that we fellowship, then we fellowship in light.
愿意我们在交通的时候是在光中交通。
We pray that your voice will be the light of this morning.
愿意你的声音成为我们今天早上的光。
And the Holy Spirit within us.Will also testify that it is your voice.
在我们里面的圣灵也来同证，这就是你的声音。
And we pray that this morning there will be those who see the light and willing to pay a price to walk in it.
今天我们祷告，有人在这里可以看到这样的光，而且愿意付代价在这个光中行。
It's a small price that we pay.
这是我们能付的代价，是极小的代价。
So we can enter into fellowship for which you have paid a huge price.
所以我们可以进入这个你付了极大的代价为我们预备的交通。
We pray for our fellowship at home.
为着在家里面的交通来祷告。
We pray there will be an altar in each and every home.
我们祷告在每个家中都有这样的祭坛。
We pray for the brothers in here.
为在这里的弟兄们祷告。
We pray that all the brothers will take the responsibility to establish the altars in their home.
愿意弟兄们都负起这个责任，在家里面建立祭坛。
We pray that all of us will see our services as fellowship.
我们祈求在中间的每一个人都看到服事就是交通。
And we will ask for patience and we will do preparation before our service.
我们向你祈求让我们有忍耐，也在服事之中有预备。
We pray that this morning you will recover that true fellowship in our home and in our assembly.
我们今天的祈求就是在我们的家中，在聚会里面恢复这真实的交通。
Because you are the light.
因为你就是光。
Because you are the righteousness.
因为你就是公义。
Because you are love.
因为你就是爱。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.